It started with a mug, not with a conversation about moving in, not with a key exchange, not with a lease writer that his name never appeared on. It started with his blue ceramic mug sitting on my dish rack on a Tuesday morning when I was getting ready for work. I hadn't put it there. He had. He'd come over the night before, stayed, and washed his mug and set it to dry with mine like that was just a thing that happened. Now, I looked at it for a second longer than I needed to, and then I grabbed my bag and left. That was the beginning, not of the relationship. We'd been seeing each other for 4 months, but of the thing that came after the relationship, the part that grew inside it like a second structure, the part I didn't have language for until I was standing in my apartment 18 months later, looking at a shared utilities account, a joint streaming plan, a gym membership in both our names, and two Venmo requests I hadn't processed yet, and trying to remember at what point I had decided any of this was a good idea. The answer is, I never decided. That's the thing I keep coming back to. I never sat down and thought, yes, I want to financially merge my life with this man. I never had that conversation with myself. I just kept saying yes to small things, one at a time, each of which had a completely reasonable explanation in the moment. He was between apartments for 6 weeks. He asked to stay. The 6 weeks became 3 months. The grocery splitting started because it made sense. He added his name to my Hulu because his expired, and we were watching the same show. He offered to pay my electric bill when I mentioned it was high. He said it wasn't fair that he was there all the time, and I was footing the cost alone. I thought that was considerate. He was considerate. That's what made it confusing for so long. He wasn't taking from me without asking. He was asking. He was explaining. He was framing each step as logic, as fairness, as something practical adults did when they were building something together. Building something together. He used that phrase a lot. The mug moved from the dish rack to the cabinet. Then there was a second mug. Then there was a shelf in the bathroom that became his. None of these things alarmed me. I noticed them the way you notice the temperature slowly changing in a room. Not until you realize you've started wearing a sweater inside. 4 months in, he brought up the utilities. My electric bill had gone up since he'd been staying. He worked from home. I commuted, so the apartment ran on his schedule. He wasn't wrong that it was expensive. He said he wanted to be fair. He offered to add his name to the account and split the bill with me directly, rather than me fronting it and him paying me back via Venmo each month. That would be simpler, he said. Cleaner. I remember thinking, yes, this is what adults do. This is sharing. This is not a problem. His name went on the electric account, then on the gas account, then on the internet, because if his name was on utilities, the internet provider offered a bundled discount. By month 8, he was doing the grocery runs, not occasionally, regularly. He liked cooking, he said. He liked knowing what was in the house. He'd swing by on his way back from wherever and come home with bags. I thought it was generous. I thought it was care. I stopped tracking what we spent on food because he handled it. I should tell you the thing about my mother. She raised me, telling me that a woman who lets a man pay her bills pays for it eventually. I heard that my whole childhood, I had made it a principle. I would never let anyone manage my money for me. I had my own account. My own savings, my own retirement contribution that I reviewed quarterly. I was not the woman who let that slide. But there is a difference, and this is the part I couldn't see while I was in it, between letting someone manage your money and letting someone insert themselves so thoroughly into your expenses that separating them becomes its own logistical project. He wasn't managing my money. He was making himself load-bearing in my budget. There's a version of that that looks like partnership from the inside until the day it doesn't. The day it didn't was when I tried to end things. I had been unhappy for a while, not in a dramatic, definable way, but in the way that a room with one window can feel fine until you realize you've forgotten what outside looks like. I sat him down. I told him I needed him to move out. I told him I didn't think we were working. He was calm. That surprised me. He said, I understand. And then he said, but you know the utilities are in both our names, and the internet contract has 8 months left with an early termination fee. And the gym membership, mine and his together, was cheaper as a joint plan and would go up if I went solo. He wasn't threatening me. His voice was completely even. He was just noting the logistics, the way someone notes them when they've had time to think about them. It took me 3 months to fully separate us from the financial structure he had built around my apartment. 3 months of phone calls to utility companies, a contract break fee that cost me $200, and a conversation with my bank about removing him as an authorized user from the account he'd asked to be added to when I was hospitalized briefly and needed someone to pay a bill. The blue mug is still in my cabinet. I keep meaning to throw it out. I walk past it every morning and I think about the Tuesday I looked at it for 1 second longer than I needed to, and then grabbed my bag and left. That second, that 1 second where something in me registered and I filed it away under nothing, under not a problem, under he's considerate. I think about how many seconds I had like that. Moments where something registered and I gave it a reasonable explanation and kept moving. And I think about the word he used. Building. We were building something together, he said. And we were. He was building a structure around my life that made him expensive to remove. I was building a version of myself that could rationalize every plank he added. There's a particular kind of trap that doesn't look like a trap because it was built from things that each made sense. The lock doesn't click until you try to open the door from the inside. If a man is inserting himself into your finances, one small convenience at a time, and you notice it but keep giving it a reasonable explanation, because each piece of it, individually, makes sense, at what point does the structure he's built stop being help and start being something you'll have to pay to remove?